You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hola, ¿qué tal? What's good, everybody? Congratulations on an excellent podcast choice. You have found Nirvana. We like to call it the El Huddle Podcast. Will Sava alongside my hermana, my prima hermana, MJ Acosta Ruiz.
Always a blast, MJ? Will. It's like we never left.
Yeah, it's like we never left. You know, we are in the throes of getting ready for the draft. Mm-hmm. And we already went and dealt and covered the scouting combine. And we always look for those names that stand out to us, in particular that appeal to us on this podcast. And one of them is Christian Gonzalez from Oregon. He is an absolute stud, has the size, has the speed. He's an absolute ball hawk. Sure, he has room to improve, but he is a talent with plenty of room to get even better. Started all of his games in college. And what stood out to us is he is Colombian.
Yes.
And
a Latino coming through.
So good. Yes. We love that. We've talked about on this podcast. We're like, oh, mira, ese es un Latino. Mira, ese es Latino. That is what we're saying with Christian. Yeah. Yeah, it is. No, and it is a search, right? I mean, yeah. We've said it. It's like we want to have more Latinos and Latino voices, right? We want to have that in the sport. And he is one that really has talent evaluators salivating right now.
As they should. I mean, he's, mm-hmm. I call him a legacy, right? Because his entire family is athletic. His dad played basketball, and both of his sisters are superstar track stars, one of whom is joining us, Will.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode. Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair plugs. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, like John Cena got it. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. You think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
This is so freaking cool. We got to say we have an Olympian on the El Huddle podcast. Welcome
yes, we
in
do.
Colombia Olympic hurdler, Melissa Gonzalez. Melissa, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
So first and foremost, training for an Olympics, making an Olympic team, representing Colombia on top of that. I feel like this is almost destiny for you, right? This is, you've been an athlete your whole life, but making it to that level. I was actually covering the Olympics for NBC Sports for the On Her Turf podcast when you were in Tokyo. And I remember just going, okay, she looks like me. Here we go. And but that means something, right? Especially for the next generation of young girls who are watching.
Totally. And thank you for watching and cheering me on. I think it's so special to see someone that looks like you achieving their dreams and on a big stage. And I'm happy that I am able to do that for my siblings, for other people watching. It's an honor, really.
Melissa, when did it hit you that I am representing Colombia right now? Like, when did it hit you, like the gravity of it, the weight of that?
Oh man, I think at the Olympics, that was like a whole nother level because I had represented Colombia on the national team in a few other competitions and Pan American Games, South American Championships. Okay. But I think the first time that I walked into the Olympic Stadium in Tokyo and I just saw like how awesome it was, that was like, whoa, this is the real deal. Like, this is different than anything I've ever done. And just to know that I had the support of the whole country behind me was awesome.
You know, I always wonder that because, you know, we work around athletes. We're around athletes all the time. And I know when go mode switches for folks, right? But we hear from the guys here in terms of the NFL, like they're like, nah, when you walk into the stadium for a Super Bowl, like that feels different. So we can confirm now through Melissa walking into the arena for the Olympics definitely hits different no matter how long you've been doing it. Do you get to visit Colombia often still?
So I haven't been in, I didn't go last year. I haven't been this year at all. But typically in a regular year, I will go often just for competitions. And I still have a lot of family there too. Yeah. So that's always really fun. I'll get to go and stay with my family and see everyone. And then also competing there. Hopefully I'll get to go next year.
Yeah.
It is such a beautiful country. I've been lucky enough to visit it, not only Cartagena, but Bogota. And the people are so amazing, so nice. The Andes Mountains are there. Bogota is so cosmopolitan. It's like you want to bottle it up and take it with you or have people actually go visit it because it's such a beautiful country. What do you tell people that are maybe hesitant to go to Colombia? Because I think they're personally missing out.
I do too. it's literally anything like that you love about traveling anywhere you can find in Colombia. There's so many different regions. There's different kinds of food. There's different music. There are different landforms. I mean, there's two different coasts. There's mountains. There's really hot places. There's places where it's not as hot. There's so much culture and the people are amazing. I love when people tell me that they visit Colombia and they're not actually Colombian because it just makes me excited for people to see how amazing and beautiful that country is and the culture is. So I would say go for it because I would be very surprised if you didn't go and have the best time.
I haven't heard a single person who's visited who hasn't raved about it. It's been on my bucket list for so long. I hope to check it off.
You got to go. Yeah. It just like there always just seems to be like this hesitancy, you know, I think because of the history there, you know, which is too bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why you can't, we speak so often about sort of like stereotypes and people just sort of sticking a label on the culture, right? When it's so nuanced, there's so many layers, especially when you talk about going there and visiting and really interacting with the folks there and seeing what it's really like. I love that your dad, so we have this common thread here. Your dad played professional basketball in Colombia. My dad played on the national team in Dominican Republic, basketball as well. But your entire family, all athletes, your sister as well, obviously your brother who were super excited about. I have not been shy about saying he's my favorite prospect. And I'm like, let's go! Yeah. We got one! Awesome. So like, we're all amping him up. It's so cool. But being in a house full of athletes, I would imagine, very busy, very competitive. What was that like growing up?
Yes. Definitely very busy. I mean, all of us just always had something to be at, whether it was a game or a competition or even like other extracurricular activities. We were always involved in something and competitive, but so supportive. And I think for us, especially as siblings, like we kind of don't know any different. So for us, it's just like part of our life to be like, oh, hey, okay, Christian's has a game this weekend. Let me send him an encouraging text or like of course, we're all going to be there if we can in person, but it's just cool to know that all of us know kind of what it's like to be competing on a huge stage, and we all have each other's back.
Yeah, so Christian is really rising up those draft boards.
He's really good.
Showed up and showed out. That he is. He's really, really good. Like 4.38 in the 40 at the combine. Absolute stud. What I really want to know is, he's your little brother. How annoying was he growing up?
Yeah.
You can tell us. How annoying was he?
He was not annoying. Honestly,
what?
He was not.
What?
I know.
Only boy, right?
That's not true. Boy. Come on.
I promise you he was not annoying. He's 8. He was born when I was 8. So we have 8 years in between us. So I feel like that age gap kind of like, we didn't get on each other's nerves. We just really got along really great. And I really, really wasn't annoying. He was just so like fun to be around. Yeah. And he's been competitive and playing sports from like my earliest memories of him being around. So yeah, he's just been super fun. And I think the fact that he has 3 sisters helps out.
That part. Yeah. So same dynamics in my family. My brother is 8 years my junior. He's the baby and he's the only boy. He is a 30-year-old man. And I'm like, oh, my baby brother. Like, that's still how I see him. Is that still how you see Christian as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely.
It's like, I don't care if you're about to be playing the NFL. You are my baby brother.
I've got 4 older brothers. I'm the youngest. So I'm speaking from experience of being annoying for my older brothers. And I'm sure they can vouch for that. But you know, it's like he has really impressed. And I'm sure now if NFL evaluators hear this and say, okay, he's not annoying. Let's check that box now.
Right.
is there a hidden talent of his, something that we don't know about him that is a pretty cool fact?
That's a great question. He's actually really good at cooking. Like, I guess he must have got it from my dad. My dad always cooked growing up, and kind of out of nowhere, I feel like he just started cooking. And so sometimes, like, when he's home, he'll cook for everybody, and we're like, where did this even come from? So definitely, he's a good cook.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah. What does he cook?
All kinds of stuff. He like will make something up in his head, and he'll make like some pasta dish that he's like, oh, it's just sounded good to me, and I'll just figure it out.
Chef
as I go.
Gonzalez. Wow.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
No. It sounds like he's a catch too. He can cook and he's a stud football player. Jeez.
Well, first of all, also congratulations to you and David on the little one that's coming. We're so excited for you. So happy. I forgot what I was. I was scrolling next to someone and we're like, oh, Melissa is also having a baby. And they're like, oh, D1 baby's coming through, right? It's like just athletes, athletic genes all around. But it's so exciting, this new sort of stage for you guys. What are you most excited for?
Oh, I think just like figuring out what life is going to be like. I think we're just in like the waiting game now, and we just want to meet the baby and just see what the personality is going to be like and just see what our life is going to look like with a whole new addition.
Right. But you did mention, all right, hopefully I'm back in Colombia next year. So we're training as well. Do you still train now while you're?
So training looks very different for me right now. I'm not really running much, but doing other things, which I really enjoy doing, other like finding other ways to be active, and taking a break from running is always good for your mental health and just physically good for your joints to do other things that are like not as high impact. But yes, I would love to continue training if that's something that I've feel like doing once the baby's here.
Exactly that.
Yeah.
Exactly. Also, like I've taken a break from running for the past, I don't know, like 2 or 3 years. So like to your point, I can just tell my trainer now, I was told by an Olympian that it's healthy for me to not
totally
be running.
Okay.
So thank you for that vote of confidence. But look, it's always exciting to reach a new state in your life. And I love that you put it that way. If and when I'm ready, I'll do it then. Because I think so often women have this pressure to like get back to it, especially when you're a competitor and an athlete at your level. So I think there's a lot to be said about just the mentality that you've had your whole life about what to put first and how to do that. And I'm really proud of you. And I'm really excited to also see your cute little baby. Our producer has the same birthday as your due date, Randy. So he's already said that the baby's gonna be awesome. not the air horn.
Look how excited! Look how excited he is. You know, listen, if you're looking for baby names, you don't have to tell us the sex of the baby. But Will is a good boy's name. Just throwing out there now, it's a good strong.
Randy
name.
Immediately said no.
Come on. So you guys must be throwing names back and forth, though, right? And has it been an arduous process, or are you guys like, got it? That's what we're gonna do.
We settled pretty quickly. We're not gonna find out the gender of the baby until birth, had to pick.
Oh, a surprise!
Yeah, total surprise. So we had to pick one of each, and surprisingly, we kind of just went with like the first boy name and first girl name that we kind of both liked, and we've just kind of settled on those. So.
This is so exciting. So such a, that's
like,
really
you guys
cool.
have such like a chill vibe.
It's such
like,
a chill vibe.
It's not annoying. You know, it's like you and David just come up with the names right away. You guys are so chill, you know, but so incredibly happy for you guys and such an exciting time.
Thank you.
You know, you talked about being in a holding pattern. I think this is really important because sometimes in the public's eyes, they look at athletes just as almost these transactional pieces,
right?
And so they say, okay, well, David Blau's going to this team. Well, David Blau, is he going to go to that team? And that's hard, you know, on a marriage and on a family. And obviously you guys have lived that life and we were able to see it unfold, you know, on Hard Knocks. How do you guys manage to do it? You must have such a great relationship because there are some ups and downs and some patience and some uncertainty that you both have to go through together.
Yeah, I think it definitely is a tricky dynamic, but I would put probably all of the good things that come from our relationship happen because of our faith. And I really think that we both really have such a high importance on keeping our relationship with God strong. And I think that really helps us be able to deal with everything else that we have to deal with. And I think David would say the same thing, but I think making sure our relationship with God is right. And then we can deal with whatever else we need to.
I will say as like calming, because your vibe is so calming too, by the way.
Yeah.
I have anxiety. I'm just going to calm Melissa moving forward. But I do know that David is sort of your soft spot. Because remember watching him in the game and you were freaking out, which is fair. Not only is that your husband, but it's also as a competitor, you know, sort of what goes through in his mind. Has your brother been able to sort of lean on the two of you and given that you've both competed at the highest levels in your respective sports, just as a good resource, right? I feel like the family bond there is going to be so crucial for him. What a blessing for him to have that.
Oh yeah, for sure. I mean, we're always here. Like he will have little questions here and there of things for David, like NFL specific things. And we just always are trying to encourage each other. But it is definitely a cool dynamic for us all to be at such a high level of our sports and just kind of get it. And I think that's comforting to be around other people who get it.
You know, how, you know, you talked about how important it was to represent Colombia, right? And what that means to you. You know, Christian is going to go into the NFL and people are going to see Christian Gonzalez right there. And that carries some weight too. Does he understand the magnitude of what comes with being a Latino that's playing in the NFL and hopefully will be playing at a high skill level?
I think so. I think he's super proud to be able to say that he's Afro-Latino. And I think just growing up with the culture that we grew up with and our family being still in Colombia, there's just so much support. And I, speaking for myself, I know that it's just awesome to have that support system. So I know that he feels the same way and has people texting him and all the things like that. And it's just, it's an honor to be able to represent our dad's country and our country when whatever we're doing.
Please let him know that I'm sure he sort of seems like he's just as mild-mannered as you are, right? Like very, very chill. I will go ahead and be the obnoxious one. The forward-facing, obnoxious, like honorary.
Are they going to say me? I think they were going to say me.
No. Because listen, the second I was going through the research pack, and I was like, wait a minute. So of course we immediately start doing the deep dive. Like, where is he from? Where is he coming? Oh my God! Wait, he's Melissa Gonzalez's brother. So it was my level was on 10 and did not stop throughout the entire combine. And we are bringing that same energy headed into the draft. Not only for him, for you and David as well. We're so excited just for the entire family. We will continue to follow your journeys. And thank you so much for coming through today, Melissa. We're really, really thank hyped you, for Melissa. Us. Honorary Gonzalez is our
side. Well, welcome into the family. Yes, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't Nick?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melissa was so great.
Adore her.
And love her. Love her story. And I still can't get over the fact that Christian Gonzalez is not annoying. I find that so
I know.
Hard to believe.
We got a deep diver. That's a good
come on.
Sit,
that's puras macanas. That's puras macanas.
It's back.
There's no
it's
way.
Back.
He's a but little you know brother. What? He has to be annoying.
But she's a protective big sis. So even if he was annoying, she's like, nah, we ain't going down like that. That stays in the fam. That stays with us no matter what. We love it. We love that she came through and so happy that we got to learn a little bit more about him. So now when he comes on the El Huddle podcast, this is our call to action for Christian. We'll swap recipes. because I want to know some of those pasta recipes that she was talking about. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoyed our convo with Mel like we did. Now we're counting down. I wonder if we'll get an invite to the baby shower. Too much? We'll just admire from afar.
I'm going to invite myself. I'm just going to invite myself.
We get good gifts. We get good gifts. Can confirm. All right, everybody. We'll catch you next time. Make sure to like, subscribe, share. Make sure you leave your comments as well. We love having these conversations with you. For Will, I'm MJ. We'll see you next time on the El Huddle Podcast.
Yeah. Love you, MJ. Adios.
Love ya. El Huddle is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.